Proclamation number 6847 of 8th of June, 1957. Influencing the soul by the spirit. Your thoughts can be spiritually or earthly directed during your earthly life, and therefore the aims you reach will also be spiritual or earthly. You are now not subject to any compulsion on earth. You are completely free how you shape your inner life and which thoughts you give priority to. During your time on earth, the spirit in you, which is my share, makes an effort to find a hearing with you, but it does not forcibly influence the soul. However, the body also tries to assert itself with its desires and cravings, which are far more earthly directed. It, too, seeks to determine the soul and make it incline towards its desire, and the soul. The thinking, feeling and wanting must now decide. At the beginning of its embodiment, it will also comply more with the body's desire because it is still very earthly oriented itself. Because its substances shall first approach spiritualization and therefore it is also influenced by the spirit. Now the spirit spark, as a part of me, is love, and it only ever seeks to stimulate the soul into loving activity. The soul quietly feels urged to do so and can now act according to its thinking, willing and feeling. It can therefore work in love but is not forced to do so. If the body's influence is very strong, then it gains the upper hand and holds the soul back from loving activity. If the soul listens to the spirit's quiet voice, then it complies with its urging, and the consequence of this is that the spirit's strength can now already have a stronger effect, that its voice sounds louder and can convince the soul more and more to live right and according to God's will on earth. So spirit and body struggle for dominion over the soul. They struggle to win the human being's thinking, feeling and wanting for themselves, and the aim the human being strives for and achieves on earth is also in accordance with the victory. The spirit is my share. The body is composed of still very immature substances which therefore still more or less belong to my adversary. And thus I and my adversary wrestle for the human being's soul, which once came forth from me as a self-aware entity but voluntarily surrendered to my adversary, but which has already largely travelled the path to me and shall now decide anew in earthly life for the Lord to whom it wants to belong. But as soon as my spirit has already gained some influence in the human being, the connection with the Eternal Father Spirit has already been established, and now it is also possible for me to constantly let my spiritual strength flow into a vessel which opens, because the soul, if it gives into the urging of the spirit within itself, will perform deeds of love and increasingly open itself up to me and thus always prepares itself more and more for the reception of the Divine Spirit. And now the influx of the Divine Spirit can also appear in an unusual way through various abilities which the human being now has at his disposal, so that then one can speak of an obvious outpouring of the Spirit, as my disciples were also allowed to experience after my ascension into heaven. For a process took place in them for the first time which only became possible through my act of salvation. That the spirit was able to develop freely because my adversary's power over the souls of people who wanted to belong to me was broken, whereas previously the souls were still so burdened by original sin that they were unable to hear the voice of the spirit within themselves, and at the same time their will was too weak and their thinking was darkened. But through my act of salvation the soul became free and it was now possible for it to listen to the spirit as well as the body, and only its will had to make the right decision. but my spirit, which is love, helps it to do so. Once the spirit has gained the upper hand in the human being, then the right aim is also guaranteed, then it will no longer be possible for the body to win the soul for itself. Rather, the soul and the spirit will still influence the body to likewise comply with divine order, and then the human being will be filled with spirit. Then he will have passed his test of will on earth. Then he will be an aspirant of the kingdom which lasts forever and bestows beatitudes. Then the soul will have finally detached itself from my adversary and will now belong to me for all eternity. Amen.